Our Solar System, written by Bruce D. Cooper. Introduction. Our solar system is made up of the Sun, 8 official planets, several dwarf planets, and hundreds of planetary satellites, or moons. It also contains comets, asteroids, and clouds of gas. The Sun is the center of the solar system. Everything else in the solar system goes around or orbits the Sun. Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars are the inner rocky planets. They are made of hard materials. The outer planets are Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. They are known as the gas giants and are made mostly of gas. The outer planets are hundreds of times larger than Earth. To get an idea of the size of things in our solar system, imagine that the Earth is a grape. If the Earth were the size of a grape, the moon would be the size of a green pea. The sun would be as big as a ball that an adult man could stand in. Jupiter, the largest planet, would be the size of a grapefruit, while Saturn, the second largest planet, would be the size of an orange. Uranus and Neptune would be the size of lemons. The Sun. The Sun is a huge ball of burning gas that sends energy far out into the solar system. The Sun plays a very important part in our daily lives, providing energy that supports all life on Earth, and the Sun causes seasons, climates, ocean currents, air circulation, and weather. Without the sun's energy, plants could not grow and make food. Also, there would be no gas, oil, or coal, which are Earth's fossil fuels. Fossil fuels are formed over hundreds of millions of years from dead plants and animal life. The sun is just one of billions of stars. It has been around for about 4.6 billion years. It will be producing energy for another 5 billion years. Before it dies, it will swell up and swallow many of the inner planets. And it will shrink into a much smaller ball. Mercury. Mercury is the closest planet to the sun. It is the smallest planet in our solar system. It takes only 88 Earth days for Mercury to make a complete orbit around the sun. For comparison, it takes Earth 365 days or 1 year to orbit the sun. Like other planets, Mercury spins like a top as it goes around the sun. It spins very slowly. Each spin of a planet is a day on that planet. A day on Mercury is 59 times longer than an Earth day. Because Mercury spins or rotates so slowly, It gets very hot during the day and very cold during the night. Venus. Venus and Earth are similar in size, but Earth and Venus are very different. Venus is covered by layers of clouds that are much thicker than the clouds on Earth. These clouds trap most of the sun's heat. The temperature on Venus gets very, very hot. More than 4 times hotter than boiling water. As well as trapping heat, clouds on Venus reflect sunlight. This makes Venus one of the brightest objects in the day. The air pressure on Venus is 99 times greater than on Earth. For this reason, space probes that land on Venus stop working within a few hours. Venus rotates more slowly than Mercury. One day on Venus is equal to 243 Earth days. Earth. Earth is a very special planet because it is our home and also because it is the only planet in our solar system that can support life. The most important difference between Earth and other planets is the abundance of liquid water. Water covers nearly 70% of the Earth. Earth rotates about once every 24 hours, one day. It completes one orbit of the sun about once every 365 years. One year. Earth's atmosphere is made up of gases that living things need to stay alive. The atmosphere protects us from most of the sun's harmful rays. It also keeps us from meteors by causing them to burn up before reaching Earth's surface. Earth has one natural satellite, the moon. Earth's atmosphere is very thin. If Earth were an apple, the atmosphere would be as thick as the apple's skin. The moon. The moon is about 1/4 the size of Earth. It reflects light from the sun onto us. Many scientists believe the moon was originally part of the Earth and it was broken off in an enormous space collision. Tests have shown that there is water ice on the moon's surface. Earth's oceans' tides are caused by the gravitational pull of the moon. Mars. Mars is the fourth known planet from the sun. It is known as the red planet because of large amounts of rust-colored dust on its surface. Mars is the most Earth-like of all the planets of our solar system. Mars has seasons similar to our own, and soil there is similar to soil on Earth. But there is very little oxygen or water vapor in Earth in Mars' atmosphere. The climate on Mars changes widely between seasons. Temperatures on its surface can range from 30 degrees Celsius, 86 degrees Fahrenheit in summer, to 130 degrees minus Celsius, minus 202 degrees Fahrenheit in winter. Mars often has winds that blow up to 200 kilometers per an hour, 120 miles per hour. These winds cause great dust storms that color the planet's atmosphere pink. There are ice caps both on the poles of Mars. The northern one is made mostly of water that never melts, while the southern pole is made of carbon dioxide, which changes from a solid to gas during the Martian summer. Mars has two small moons, Phobos and Deimos. A year on Mars is as long as two Earth years. A day on Mars lasts only 1/2 hour longer than a day on Earth. Jupiter. Jupiter is the largest planet in our solar system. It is like a star in many ways because it is mostly made of gas clouds. The clouds on Jupiter form bands that have very high winds and are always very stormy. One gigantic storm rotates counterclockwise at a constant speed of 360 kilometers per an hour, 225 miles per hour. That acts much like an hurricane. It's called the Great Red Spot. Easily visible, it can be as wide as 3 times the size of Earth. Jupiter temperature is very cold at the tops of clouds. At its core, it is hotter than the surface of the sun. In some ways, Jupiter is like a mini solar system because it's so big and has 4 large moons and dozens of smaller moons orbiting around it. It has several thin rings at its equator. Scientists believe that if Jupiter had become larger during its development, it could have become a star instead of a planet. Jupiter spins quite fast for such a large planet. One day on Jupiter is roughly 10 hours. It takes Jupiter almost 12 Earth years to complete its orbit around the Sun. Saturn is the sixth planet of our solar system. It is easily recognized because of its large visual system of rings. The rings are made of millions of pieces of ice and frozen gases. Saturn also has dozens of small moons that orbit. Saturn is also unique for other reasons. It weighs little compared to how large it is. Saturn would float if a swimming pool could be big enough to hold it. Saturn spins very fast to make one day. One day on Saturn is 10.5 hours long. Uranus is the seventh planet of the solar system and the third largest. It looks like a blue-green color because of the methane gas. In its atmosphere, Uranus seems to roll around the Sun because it's very tilted. Scientists think this might be because it bumped into another planet-sized object long ago. Uranus has at least 27 moons, 5 of which are large. Scientists have also counted at least 13 rings. It takes Uranus 81 years, Earth years, to go around the Sun. Neptune is the eighth planet from the Sun. Neptune and Uranus sometimes are called the twin giants because they are so much alike. They are about the same size and color, and both are covered with thick clouds, but Neptune's winds are the fastest in the solar system, reaching 2,000 kilometers per hour over 1,242 miles per hour. Neptune has one large moon and smaller moons, plus several visible dust rings. It takes Neptune about 165 Earth years to go around the Sun. Pluto and other dwarf planets. Before 2006, the space object called Pluto was the ninth planet of our solar system. But scientists debated and voted to create a new category called dwarf planets for space objects like Pluto. Dwarf planets orbit the Sun, have nearly round shapes, produce a minimum level of brightness, and are not moons. They also do not have enough gravitational pull to sweep other space objects from their orbit. Scientists began by identifying 6 official dwarf planets, but some scientists wanted to classify dozens of similar space objects as dwarf planets. Many more space objects could be counted among dwarf planets as technology makes it easier to identify it. Asteroids. Asteroids are rocky metallic objects orbiting the sun. They range in size from a few feet in diameter to hundreds of miles in diameter. Most asteroids are found between Mars and Jupiter. Some have orbits that cross the Earth's path. And in the past, some have even crashed into Earth. Asteroids and other smaller objects that enter the Earth's atmosphere are called meteoroids. If they survive the trip to land on the ground, they are called meteorites. If they burn up before landing, they're called meteors. Among the best evidence of an asteroid hitting Earth is the Barringer crater near Winslow, Arizona. Comets. Comets are composed of ice and dust and are like large dirty snowballs in space. They have very oval-shaped orbits. For part of the orbit, they come close to the sun. And then they swing far out into space. Some comets orbit the sun in less than 200 years. From the most famous of these is Halley's Comet. It returns every 26 years. Other comets take thousands of years to complete an orbit. Comet Hikutake, which passed close to Earth in 1996, would return in about 9,000 years. Conclusion. Humans have always wondered what happened out there in space. For centuries, we could only guess. New rockets, space probes, satellites, and telescopes show us what's happening in our solar system, even every day. These tools have helped scientists to discover new planets, recount moons, and to see stars being born and being swallowed. They have also given us the first full sky survey map of our universe and a direct view at the sun. What will be shown to us next about our solar system and beyond? The end.